And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we've got Manhattan City Commission guests in the studio, City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Mike Dodson, and soon-to-be Mayor Yusha Reddy, and Dave Lewis.
And Brandon, during the break, we had somebody call in and ask a question they wanted to convey, and probably this would be directed to Ron. And it's pertaining to a lease agreement that the city has with Kansas State University for the land that the fire station headquarters sits on at Kimball and Denison. I understand that's a 50-year lease, and you've got a few years remaining in that. And the caller was curious as to what the long-term plans were for that lease.
Sure.
And potentially the facility as well.
Sure. So thanks for that. The lease is effective through 2035, so 15 years or so to work on that. There are some provisions for getting rid of it sooner than that or terminating it by either side. No plans to really do that, although as part of the North Campus Corridor and the K-State master planning that's occurring there, one of the things you might recall that we did a study with Riley County when they were considering relocating their ambulance EMS services to that location. And I just kind of raised the question and said, you know, are we sure, you know, we want to maintain a fire station on what could be one of the hottest real estate corners in the community with NBAF coming online and having that corner there. And so initially everybody thought, yeah, that was probably okay. But as things have been developing, I think there could be a desire to relocate that facility further north. Everybody does believe that that's a good location for a fire station to be able to respond to the community as well as to the university and some of the facilities there. So we wouldn't want to move it too far, but we do think that there could be some options in the future for how that might develop. And I've seen some tentative drawings for how they might redevelop that particular site and move the fire station a little bit further to the north.
Is that day coming sooner than what the lease expiration would have?
Yeah, I think it's probably fair to say that that could come within the next 10 to 15 years. It's not something that's really sooner than that, you know, so there's time to plan for that. There's other, you know, the K-State Research Park, the area that used to be the purebred beef area is designed for development. So you've got some of those areas, the rest of some of the K-State Office Park. You've got other real estate that can be developed prior to that. Now, you know, if somebody really big came in and said, you know, we'd really like to have that corner, that would be something that would, obviously, you're not going to be able to turn that around real quickly because that's a essential facility for us. So, but I do think there's time to plan for that eventual relocation. One of the things that the training pad and the training tower is getting older and needs some attention, and so we've looked at potentially relocating that training aspect away from that area. You know, it used to be kind of out of sight, out of mind when it was originally constructed there. So as that area develops, that may not be with the burn building and the practice burn. There might be a better, more suitable location to locate some of that activity. And so then will it continue to be a headquarters station with some of the amenities it has today, or does it take on more just a role of a fire station? So those are some of those questions that I think are, but not something that I would say that's even really in the five-year plan.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that that answered our listeners' question thoroughly, at least bringing them up to date. Mike?
Yeah, I was just going to say the southwest corner of that same intersection, you know, is intramural ball fields for KSU. And they've got some tentative plans over there as well. The thing I might worry about on that northeast corner is access. You know, we've got such a that's probably one of the worst traveled areas in town, where you come up that hill, make those S turns, and go back down to Tuttle Creek Boulevard. So I worry about how you get in and out of there if you're going east-west. North-south, probably no problem, at least for now. But there's a lot of things to consider before we put something there.
All right.
All good points.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Let's see. As far as the rest of tonight's agenda, let's get to the consent agenda.
Sure. Really more some starting a new year of things we had a lot of the contracts, annual contracts on the last meeting in December. There's two projects here that are housing rehab projects through our community development block program, recommending award to Economy Carpentry, Painting, and Concrete of Manhattan in the amount of $27,400 for a housing rehab project, and then also another housing rehab project awarded to Ben Kitchens Painting for $24,380. And then we have some annual contracts for services, a $24,775 contract, which is our annual membership dues to the League of Kansas Municipalities. The League provides a lot of training and other services for us. They help us certainly with the legislature and commissioner and governing body and staff training that they put on over the course of the year, provide a lot of information and literature for folks that we utilize with the clerk's office and other aspects. So that's an important membership. Also, our 2020 Flint Hills Metropolitan Planning Organization annual assessment. So our Metropolitan Planning Organization, it's a regional organization of local units of governments that working together. It's mandated for communities over 50,000. That kind of establishes what that involves. And so there's funding provided by the Kansas Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration to help with that planning component. And so our maximum fee for this coming year will be about $65,456. And our first installment of that is around just under $33,000. And then the second half installment will be paid in July. That payment varies kind of based on funding that they receive from state and federal sources and how much particular projects might cost. And then the third one there is our membership payment to the Flint Hills Regional Council. The Flint Hills Regional Council was formed many years ago that really facilitates cooperation and coordination amongst the local units of government, cities, counties, other aspects. But it was really a momentum to facilitate collaboration and communication with Fort Riley and the areas around Fort Riley. And so that membership fee is about $31,368. We also have a change order with the North Manhattan project. That pavement just finished. They're still working on some of the other aspects, but there was a lighting contract to the contractor to put new street lighting in as part of that. We've decided to recommend not to award it to that contractor, which would save us about just under $41,000, and directly contract with Evergy to install that street lighting for a cost of about $24,700. So a nice cost savings to be able to do that. And then we're asking the commission to approve a letter of support that we've already provided to the ATA, Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency, for a grant that they've submitted for some improvements along the 600 block of Points Avenue. This would essentially eliminate the four lanes of traffic in that 600 block, convert it down to two, so it really kind of extends the traffic pattern that exists downtown up to Juliet Street, provides some safer bulb outs for pedestrian crossings there at Juliet, and also creates better bus loading and unloading on either side there in front of the library and then across the street in front of the church, and puts a mid-block pedestrian crossing there as well. So it would be about a 10 to 20% match requirement for the community on that, and would range from $60,000 to $120,000. And then there's some board appointments by the mayor.
Yeah, so this time Mayor Dodson was part of the part of law board, and his term will end. You have to be an elected official, I believe, in the city commission to continue that. So in place of Mayor Dodson, I'm going to be appointing Commissioner Wynn Butler, who has accepted to do the to do the law board position, to be appointed to the law board. And we are also going to be reappointing B. Stoney as well as Linda Morris to at large and also as city commission. So two of those members have been there consistently last year, and they're going to continue that process. And Wynn has been on it before, so this is not something new to him. And I think this is a strong law board, so we'll see. And Director Butler is good to work with, and so far we've enjoyed his leadership and look forward to more of it, especially with both city commissioners, Linda Morris and Wynn Butler. I'm sure they will keep the interests of the city of Manhattan intact, and especially at the budget sessions, which is where we play a critical role, and just basic safety within our within the city, as well as with Kansas State University, Fort Riley, and the county. So far, we've been very fortunate not to have anything major happen, and I look forward to having all of them represent the city of Manhattan once again.
Okay. Well, let's take another time out. We'll come back. We'll wrap up our conversation here with Manhattan City Commission representatives. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.